conceivable, and by when you find out about that?
I found out about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. I got a little letter in the mail, so.
Just, what was your reaction to, like, seeing that and then just knowing that you're going to have that experience going down there?
Oh, you know, it's exciting. I never really thought about it before the season. To get that, you know, it's really humbling. You know, that's a lot of what a lot of guys work for in their career, and to get that, it's just going to give me motivation moving forward here. So
didn't get a chance to ask you this on Sunday, but after being able to win that game, knowing that you got a touchdown in your last game at Kinks, what does that mean to you?
It's huge. Not only was it huge for the team, but, you know, it felt good to help out the team and to help all the other seniors go out with a victory like that. So,
as far as preparing for Friday's game is concerned, last few years you've played against Nebraska on Black Friday and you've had to deal with the short week of preparation. Do you feel more comfortable now since you've been through it before in terms of what you have to do with not having that day that you normally have?
Yeah, you know, we're used to, like you said, we've done it the last 2 years. We came up a little short, but, you know, that's a year ago. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything now. We're going into this week preparing like we do every week, just out without an extra day. But we just, instead of skipping, have our off time Monday, we practiced yesterday. So, you know, it's not much different, just a day ahead. So,
is there anything about their defense that stands out to you specifically when you watch them?
You know, they fly the ball. They're athletic. They got a couple athletic guys. They got good DBs. You know, they're well coached. You know, they're a good team. So,
you put into words how the offense is different this year, CJ. You guys seem to be on the same page more than last year. It's just another year in the system, you know?
Yeah, another year in the system. You know, Coach Davis is throwing a couple things in here and there. The tempo offense, no huddle stuff, and I think that all kind of helps out. So.
It seemed you guys just seem like a more cohesive unit, both running and passing the ball.
Mm-hmm. You know, it just starts with the guys up front. I think, you know, they're doing a good job on both the run game and pass game. And when you know, Weissman and Bullock and Kanzeri running well, that's just going to open up the passing game. And you know, everyone's just doing their job and it's working well. So,
along those lines, what were you thinking that third down call late in the game when they were like, "Hey, this, they're going to run play action"? More than likely, it was going to be you that was going to be open there.
Yeah, well, I was the only one out on the route on that play. So, you know, we were getting them with the inside zone play, and you know, they probably thought that was coming because we were gashing them with it, and you know, it was just simple. I blocked down like I was blocking inside zone, and I released the corner, and you know, that was just a great play call. So,
had you seen Jake had actually tucked the ball like he was going to run? Did you see him?
Yeah, I thought he was going to run.
You didn't put on your route; you kept running.
Yeah, I thought he was going to run. He has ran on that route before. I guess it was in Missouri State or whatever. But you know, I'm not going to give up on it. You know, I see he could have still passed it, so I felt like I was open, so I knew he was going to give me the ball.
What was that sense, that euphoria when you caught it, first down, you knew you had the game won?
I mean, obviously, it's a great feeling. That was a huge win for us, and to be a part of that game-winning catch was just feels good to be able to help the team. So.
Can you talk about the touchdown that Jake, the rushing touchdown he had against, was it Missouri State? Where he could have thrown it to you and he didn't.
I mean,
was that the same play?
Yeah, it was the same play. Yeah, it was just a different part of the field.
Right.
You know, he could have ran or passed it, so he ended up running it, being more safe. So.
How has your relationship with him changed since then? How have you guys grown together? I mean, because I remember you weren't mad, but you were like, "Hey, man, I was wide open. Throw me the ball."
Yeah. You know, it hasn't changed. I mean, we're still that didn't affect our relationship
right,
at
right.
all. You know, we still got the touchdown, which helped the team, and I'm not going to take it out on him.
No.
You know, obviously everyone likes catching the football, catching touchdowns, but he had the opportunity to either run it or pass it in, so, you know, he's being smart.
6-6 points anyway.
Yeah.
After the game on Saturday, Coach Farron said he felt that the younger guys really grew up in the second half there. Mm-hmm. Just what stood out to you about that growth as you guys are making a comeback?
The younger guys?
Yeah.
As in, like...
I guess like freshmen, sophomores, maybe guys that hadn't been making plays before, but
came out. Oh, yeah, Tavon made a big catch. He's a guy that can make those type of plays, a big play. And, I've watched him grow these last 2 years, and, that wasn't surprising because I've seen him make that play many times in practice. And, I think as a team, everyone stepped up. So,
last November at this time, you guys were out of bowls. There was no bowl, there was no nothing, and you guys you had to, find something for this game.
Yeah.
Can you compare and contrast what it was like last November to what it's like this November? Because I imagine it's a little happier in there.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, knowing that we got another game to play for, going down in some warm weather, competing against a team that we haven't seen yet, and you have that extra month to get better as a blocker, as a pass catcher, as, a quarterback, all those things, and it's just going to help the team move forward. And, I think, everyone enjoyed that's what you work for the whole season to accomplish that. It feels good.